It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning and welcome. It's not only the first day of September. Not only did we have my main man, Mr. Hike from HMGD, but it's also Hump Day.
Whoop,
whoop. Bop, bop.
Yeah, it's game week, too,
Where's
Coach.
Camels?
Game week.
You're right.
Yeah, man.
You're right.
Good to be here.
All right, Eric. So, you know, I get up yesterday. I normally check my phone off on sports news. I've got my little apps that I check. But yesterday, on a more somber note, I spent most of the day in Thibodaux, and really puts things in perspective for you. And, of course, Thibodaux's not near as bad as their brethren down to the south.
Right.
But it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's pretty bad. And so I was away from my – well, when I say away from my phone, there's no cell service.
Did you have service? No service?
Oh, no service. Once you get to Morgan City, once you get to Patterson, there's no service.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So be prepared for that if you're traveling that way. Not being able to check anything. And I get up this morning. I did my exercise last night. I went played nine holes. And I get up this morning, and I see that Cam Newton got cut.
He did.
Oh, yeah, that came across my phone. My phone was working.
He didn't get traded. He got cut.
Oh, he's on the chopping block.
The dude flat out got cut.
And pretty shocking move, I have to admit.
No, it is. I think the move makes sense.
Yeah.
Again, knowing Bill Belichick and knowing
his system.
We were discussing this before, and Turbo and I were talking about it, and I do not think that in a situation where Cam Newton was fighting for a starting position, where he assumed that he was going to be the starter, him moving to number two, that he would be a productive member of that team. That's not his style. And I think Belichick saw that and said, you know what? He's not going to be the nurturer. First of all,
he's not
the same quarterback as Mac Jones. He can't tutor. You know, Cam Newton.
His accuracy has always been questionable.
Exactly. Man. Cam Newton always beat people with his elusiveness in his feet, along with his big arm. Well, the big arm isn't quite there anymore.
No.
And his feet aren't quite there anymore. He did score 12 rushing touchdowns last year, but more of in a bullish fashion. Not in an elusiveness fashion.
At 6'6", 250, you can be a little bullish.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no. It's a grown-ass man. And look, this guy will go down as one of the best college quarterbacks of all time short span that he did it.
He's an athletic freak.
I mean,
he just Gene never Chizik, fit that system.
I mean, Gene Chizik, Auburn teams got – they became garbage really fast.
Yeah.
At $180,000.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. When you go back – I am correct to say that Chizik's offensive coordinator was Gus Malzahn, right?
That's right.
That was his huge – when it was a perfect storm in Auburn of Malzahn's front side power read. It's a play that is a staple for the Ravens now. It's a staple for so many quarterback run teams. If we go way back, we've talked about it before. If we go way back, Michael Desimo at UL, they perfected
– Yep.
the zone read, which you read the backside in. You put the ball in the belly of the running back in the shotgun. You read the backside in. Is it a give or a keep? Well, Malzahn brought in the front side power read. It's the power read. It's the power play, the oldest, best darn play in football. And instead of kicking out the defensive end, we're going to read him. And now it just seems such a simple play. But it was plutonium in offense at that time. And it was – they had Superman
yep.
they did.
Running the
yep.
most innovative play in football
yeah.
that nobody knew how to defend. They did not know how to defend it at
no,
the time.
No, and he's a big, fast, strong man.
When I got to Catholic High – and some people may not remember, you know, probably do, may not. When I got to Catholic High, they're bringing in this wing T guy. We were spread. What are we going to do? And many people, Jason Pellerin's going to leave and – you know, he didn't want to be a part of that offense. First thing I grabbed Jason Pellerin. I said, I want you to get on TV and watch Cam Newton. I said, that's how I'm going to use you, pal. I said, you're going to be
there you go.
Cam Newton. which you know led us to the Superdome in 2 years. But I think that Mac Jones is it Orlovsky? Orlovsky's the guy on ESPN.
Dan Orlovsky. Yeah.
He went through some checks and things that Mac Jones has been doing in preseason games. Mac Jones went like 36 of 49 the other night with the number two offense.
No, he's a stud.
He brings to the table with Joe Burrow without the legs.
Yeah, he brings the accuracy and the ability to navigate that defense.
Yes.
You know, Cam's a great athlete, but he just in the NFL, your windows are small.
And Cam's just got to decide, you know, what does he want to do? The guy's got enough money. And he is a well-spoken
guy.
He'll
get picked up. I
can see Cam getting a job at ESPN, Fox Sports. I can see him. He's very well-spoken. He's
not going to be out of a job
really,
long.
You know, don't want to lose my man card. He's a very good-looking, you know, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone there, but so be it, Coach.
Not that you have
Let's
to
just
be
say he's a damn good football player.
Yeah. I just think he's made for TV.
No,
I think
he's not going to be out of job long. Someone will pick him up.
Well, my deal is does he want to take a job?
Well, that's the
where
question.
He's going to be the backup, because right now nobody's taking him as a starting quarterback.
No.
And the first team that was mentioned this morning on TV was the Saints be interested in him.
Oh, I heard the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Saints, Cowboys, and Giants were the three teams
that
were brought up that would be in, and the reason being for the Saints is.
Because Taysom's now
It's because they – I agree with this. I don't ever want Taysom Hill to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. I want Taysom Hill to be the Swiss Army knife, but used even more than he was used for Drew Brees. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I would question when he came in with Brees because you have a Hall of Fame quarterback up there.
Yeah.
But now, if you got a guy that's just not that great, now you can bring Taysom in sometimes on first down.
Did you happen to see the 49ers preseason game where
they were swapping them.
Swapping Garoppolo and Trey Lance, and that was fun to watch.
Okay, now tell me this. Who was the last coach to alternate quarterbacks in a regular season NFL football game? Think about it.
I got to think about it.
Tom Landry.
Yeah, he did with Roger Staubach and Danny White.
No, it was Craig
Morton.
Craig Morton.
Yeah, Craig Morton.
It was Craig Morton and Staubach at one time.
Yeah, that's right. Danny White came after
Staubach. Yes, Danny White came after. Literally. Now, I'll be honest. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of just alternating quarterbacks. But I am a fan of, in certain situations, especially now in the way the NFL is so many teams have that quote unquote athletic quarterback along with the quote unquote pocket passer.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a nightmare for a defense now.
I mean, Taysom got his shot. Now that he didn't win the starting job, I think Peyton's going to open up the playbook as far as utilizing him in the offense.
Oh yeah,
you have to
let Taysom be the Swiss Army knife.
He's a stud.
Let him be the Swiss Army knife, but let him. You know, I could see earlier where I'm Sean Payton, and you don't want to bring in Taysom to pitch the ball around when you've got Drew Brees as your quarterback.
That's right.
But now you bring him in, and you can let him pitch it around a little bit because he's not that much worse at pitching around.
Let it rip.
Than the starter.
That's right.
They're in the same wheelhouse, so let him go in there and do things that you didn't let him do when Drew Brees was there.
Some serious flea flickers are going to be going on, Coach.
Well, they won't be doing it in the dome for a while.
Well, yeah, no, it doesn't look good. And it just the news keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
I'm getting worried about these high school teams.
And for
those of you out there that if you're just somebody that's never really been involved in high school football in the inner circle, what you don't realize is these kids that just pick up and relocate, especially at a lot of your inner city kids. The less you have, the easier it is to move. Let me just put it that way. Okay.
I mean,
you know, if you're a part of let's say Section 8 housing, or you just pick up and go to another one. Okay. And so there's a lot of these schools with these inner city kids that they just pick up and go. And you know what? You can't communicate with them right now.
No, it's a mess. It's a bad deal.
Just terrible. Just terrible. Asante Samuel, former former DB for the Patriots calls Bill Belichick's move cold-blooded.
Which, yeah, you know, it is, because hey, that's who Bill Belichick is.
Well, look, at the end of the day, man, you're running a business, and you're making business decisions.
Do you know that Bill – it would be funny. I would love, in an alternate universe, the bizarro world, to use a Seinfeld term, to see Bill Belichick as a college football coach. And see if he has the potential of having any personality. Because, you know, you can't get away anymore as a college football. I'm going to tell you, Nick Saban would love to be Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I can see that.
I know, you know, I've gotten to know Nick pretty well over the years. Nick would love just to sit there in press conferences and just look at everyone with disdain.
Yeah, yeah.
That I am so much smarter than you.
Yeah.
Which he is.
Yeah.
By the way. Okay. And how dare you little curly-locked blonde over there ask me a question about playing cover zero on third and six.
Right.
Okay? I mean, I'm telling you, Nick Saban in the back of his mind is going, I can't believe I got to do this crap. I can't believe I have to lower myself to answer a question from you. Okay? But in the NFL, you can get away with that.
Yes, you can.
You can get away with it. You can get away with being a total, excuse the word, prick. Okay, you can get away with it, especially when you're good.
It doesn't hurt when you win in rings.
No, exactly.
It doesn't hurt when you win
rings. And again, if you're losing, they're going to get rid of you.
Yeah.
Because the fans are going to hate you. But the Patriots have gotten to the point. They love Bill for I love him for it.
They love him. They may love him today. But if Mac Jones stumbles and fumbles through the season, there's going to be a lot of Patriot fans questioning.
But I tell you, and Boston guys out there, let's go Mac!
And you know, a team you didn't mention is Houston.
Houston might be looking for a quarterback.
They might be looking for a quarterback, too.
You're right.
I don't know what's going to take place.
That's actually part of what I was going to talk about later. He is part of their 53-man roster. Houston, what's his name? Deshaun Watson.
Watson, yeah.
I got a feeling Dallas is at the top of the list.
Do we have a caller?
That we do.
You're on the air with Bayou Sports.
What's up, Coach? This is Phil Streva. How you doing?
This is Phil, the main man.
Streva.
Speaking of ears burning,
you don't have that little noise. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, man. Look, I just a couple comments. I think the Cajuns have a shot this weekend, and I'm a little worried about LSU though, because they've been sleeping in a strange hotel for a week and a half, and you know,
Phil, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to call you out on that one. Because I know you're a very cautious guy, Phil. I mean, I know, Phil, I know you I know you pretty much as well as anybody, okay? And I know you're always – you're cautious in this and that. I really have looked in to Hawaii, and I think that the surest bet in college football this Saturday is bet the house on LSU minus three. I think do you know the UCLA's quarterback went 10 of 20 against Hawaii with a great running attack?
Yeah.
With – a great running attack. That guy went 10 of 20 against the Rainbows.
Yes, I was happy to see that. I was happy.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, at 54 years old, I could go 10 of 20 against Hawaii with those two running backs.
It's hard to judge how well UCLA played.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah. I'm serious.
You
made me feel better, Brent.
I'm shocked at that spread, though. I'm just telling you.
I'm doing some fantasy football this year. I'm going to do some DraftKings. I'm really thinking about
getting in on
dropping a couple of hundred on the Tigers. I'm telling you.
Well, 3.5.
Yeah,
that's low. To me, they are giving way too few points. And again, there is that variable out there. How has offseason gone? How are people? You know, anytime you get on the field for the first time, and we've said it, I'm going to say it again for the third straight day. College football is such an anomaly in that you don't see scrimmages, you don't see preseason, you don't see jamborees.
Right.
They just come out that first game, and you're seeing a team that, because they keep the news out in the media, you haven't seen nothing.
Right.
Other than drills. Right. You hadn't seen a darn thing. So there is that. And I really think that it's the odds makers just really saying, oh, we've seen this UCLA team. We've seen them hang 44 on the Rainbows.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Who some yeah. are arguing now. I read an article that they think this they might be one of the worst teams in Division One. And I want you to think also about all the COVID issues and recruiting. How hard has it been for Hawaii to recruit over the past yeah. year and a half?
I would think pretty difficult.
How willing is someone to send their child off of the mainland with all these COVID issues and all this stuff going on?
You're saying that this is not the Hawaii from like five
this
years ago.
This is not the Colt Brennan-led Hawaii yeah. Rainbows right, right. that beat me my right. As an assistant coach at Louisiana Tech in overtime and ended up right. losing to Georgia after going 11-0.
Colt Brennan can sling it.
Okay.
Right.
The now deceased Colt Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Phil, I just – and we're going to talk about more of that later, but I just – and look – always reserve the right to be wrong. Sometimes you got to go out on a limb. But I'm telling you right now, if I got some money to burn, I'm throwing heavy on LSU.
At the end of the day, LSU is just going to out-athlete them.
It's down to three.
They're going to out-athlete them.
Yeah, it's 3 points.
Bully ball.
And over and under 65.
Anybody out there,
come on now.
You got some contacts, I want to throw a couple of hundred on the Tigers.
Guys, y'all made me feel better today. I'm ready for work.
Thanks. All right. Okay. All right, Street.
Go Cajuns.
All right.
All right.
Cajun's line went down from 14
to 8. I know. Cajun's getting mad. And look, we're going to come back. I got a phone call the other day that you're going to be really interested in.
All right.
From Austin.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
2 days ago. We talked about it a little on the air yesterday.
A little intel?
Well, actually, people looking for intel.
No.
So we're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about the Cajuns when we come back right here, 107.5 FM.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Kick off the Labor Day weekend Thursday with Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Chubby Carey and Zydeco Trio. Saturday, LSU takes on UCLA at 7. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for football, and no bar is more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best ring prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up special. And thanks again for voting Quarter Tavern Best Bar and More at this year's Best of the Tesh.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the Tesh winners 3 times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com or or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
We at Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're back. Before we get to the Cajuns, just a couple of little notes. Among other cuts, Trace McSorley got cut. I figured that. He looked so awful early in preseason, the former Penn State quarterback.
Oh, okay.
McSorley, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Penn State guy that, you know, they really looked at him as a Lamar Jackson-esque kind of guy.
Yeah.
But, no, he's a little guy. Just looked really – was that against the Saints? Was the Ravens-Saints early in the preseason?
Yeah, it was the first preseason game.
Yeah, McSorley just looked awful. Just looked awful. Quinn Ewers. Now, who's that? We should not know who Quinn Ewers is. We really shouldn't. Unless you're a big-time junkie relative to recruiting. But Quinn Ewers was one of the Elite Eight quarterbacks, okay, in the rare air with our guy at St. Thomas More, is one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Well, Quinn Ewers, he's looking at this NIL stuff, and he's like, you know what? I'm not playing my senior year in high school. I am evidently – I don't know if he went and got his GED. Because if you get your GED, I'm pretty certain, and make the proper score on the ACT.
Right.
You're
eligible.
Yeah, you're eligible.
Yeah, I would think that's accurate.
Or some schools just – through whatever you can get during summer, get extra credits, whatever.
Well, $1.4 million is what he got.
Well, you steal my thunder right
man,
there,
Turbo. You know, I mean,
I guess I'm just a party
straight to the punch.
Yeah. So Quinn Ewers, $1.4 million NIL contract with GT Sports Marketing. Signing autographs, doing whatever, like a year and a half contract.
That's amazing.
This guy he's 18 years old. I'm assuming he's 18. He could be 17. I'll just tell you, I started college.
I was 17.
He's got to be 17.
March 15th, 2003, he's 18.
Okay.
But regardless, he hadn't even taken a college
read
snap.
About the University of Memphis right now, what's going on with Penny Hardaway. Okay, Penny Hardaway's got the number one recruiting class in the country. He is abusing this NIL thing. Getting his guys.
Setting them up.
And this guy, Ewers, is from South Lake, and that's more of a system than it is they have good high school football systems, and you come out of there even though you –
He's taking that system all the way
to
the
evidently,
bank.
Evidently, he's got the things that they're looking for.
Well, I look at John Curtis being a good example. They got so many good football players.
I'm with you.
You know, they're not that good, you know, when they get up against the big boys, you know.
Well, they'll be surrounded by a lot of talent at Ohio State.
Will this get guys to start staying in college and not going pro? Hey, I'm already making 1.4.
No, I really think it's going to influence the recruiting phase, which you just touched on. I mean, that's where it's really going to come into play. Hey, I lined you up with Joe Blow Automobile Dealership prior to, if you sign here, you got $5,000 a month coming in.
Guys,
it's part of negotiation.
I knew my life had changed, and this has nothing to do with NIL, but a little to do. I knew my life had changed as a high school football coach, and I knew that I was more near the end than I was the beginning when I had a young man, I won't say who it was, that walked in my office in 2015, and said, "Coach, I'm thinking of going into senior year." Said, "I think I'm going to IMG. That I've been contacted by IMG, and I'm thinking of leaving my high school buddies and going to IMG." And look, I'm not saying that was horrible. Something that's always to be said about you looking after you.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not condemning that, but it was then that I realized, firstly, of what was going on. It was the second thing I realized is when I had a player who had just gotten a ring the year before visiting another campus in North Lafayette.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. They're getting, recruited.
When his parents started shopping him around.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. And that's when I realized that, you know what? Might be some other things you want to do, Indes. Because I'm telling you, when I got to recruit my own, I refused to recruit. I always said if I wanted to continue to recruit, I'd have stayed in college. That was what drove me out of college. I hated recruiting.
Yeah, you're on the road every day.
Oh, it's awful. In my opinion.
You got to butter up, 17, 18.
Well, yeah, you're constantly just kissing tail, okay? And when I got to the point where I realized that, wait up, I got to start recruiting my own players. I got to start kissing tails tails of my own players and their parents just to keep them here? Survey says,
I got to figure out how to play that.
We got to get the Richard Dawson version.
Family.
If we're going to do it, we got to do the Richard Dawson version.
Oh, the Gong Show.
Chuck Barris. He was a CIA operative.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, I don't know. They say he was.
Who knows?
Okay, Cajuns, Texas. Another interesting point spread because now I would imagine a lot of people in Austin are just foaming at the mouth when they see, wait, we got the Cajuns coming in here and 8-point spread?
Yeah.
But that is major props thrown at the Cajuns.
It really is. I mean, that's one touchdown and an extra point, or two-point conversion. I mean, you're right there in it.
No.
Years past, that's 24-point spread.
Yes.
Let's just be honest.
Minimum.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Minimum.
Man, it's a good time to be a Cajun fan because there's actually a lot of hope that we're going to go up there and not only give them a run, but we can knock them off. A lot of things have to happen,
Let's talk about, and don't get me wrong, every college team is always looking for an edge. They're looking for intel. They're looking for any information. Got a call from a coach that I'm good friends with at Texas. I had just forgotten he was at Texas.
I had no clue.
I wasn't even thinking about it. And
Louisiana guy.
It wasn't only that I was talking to him. He had me on speakerphone with the defensive staff. Trying to pick my brain about what's going on in Lafayette. And I'm telling him, I'm like, dude, first of all, I got no clue. And secondly, I got three of my former Cali High players.
Can't throw them under the bus.
Guys. So I'm not rooting for you.
Coach from Cajun Nation, thank you. We appreciate you keeping a tight lip.
Well, the deal is I got nothing to tell. I guarantee you.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be wearing red and white.
I guarantee you that they – I mean, there's nothing,
They were looking for some nuggets, like you say, maybe on who's injured, what's the scoop on the running back, blah, blah, blah.
And I don't even know any of that because coaches are so tight-lipped now. I mean, Texas finally named Hudson Card.
Right.
The redshirt freshman is their starting quarterback. They waited till game week to name it because nobody wants to give anybody any kind of info. And everybody, I'm sorry, I knew that Hudson Card was going to be the quarterback. Anything you read from last year. Anything you read from spring, it was very obvious that Hudson Card was going to be, in my opinion, going to be the guy, especially when you got a new coach coming in. He doesn't have, lack of a better term, the loyalty to the older guy.
Right, right.
You'd almost rather come in as Sark and start with a younger
quarterback. Is this Card guy a dual threat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's the dual threat guy.
Look, let me give you my key to the game, Coach. This is breaking
news
right here.
One second. Key to the game by Eric Hyatt.
This is not a big surprise, but my personal key to the game, which I will be in attendance at, mind you, UL has to establish the run. Like we talked off air, once you establish the run, everything else will hopefully open up, and then you can maybe move that offense through the air a little bit.
It's the way that Napier's offense works. That's the way his offense works.
You lost some running back. You lost two NFL running backs. Yeah. But you have to establish good Cajun football, which is running it.
You know, one of the questions was from TJ.
You can, you know, you can say his name.
One of the questions was,
he's a Berry boy, huh?
No, he's a New Orleanian.
Okay.
He's a Shaw grad.
Yep.
Was how good did I think Chris Smith was? And I just told him, I said, look, I said, I've watched him on TV. I said, I know he's a great returner. But I said, Terry, I said, y'all watch film. You've seen every game on him last
year.
Yeah. I just told him, I said, I think he's a really good player. You know, I think he's a really good player. I said, now his backups, that's we don't know.
Yeah, that's the question mark. You know, that's the biggest question mark over the spring was who's going to take the lead role, which we know is going to be Chris Smith, but who's going to be the secondary back? A COVID freshman, yep. Imani Bailey.
Yeah, is that going to be the guy?
Yeah, he's the second guy. Third guy is still up in the air. There's the freshman out of De La Salle.
Yes.
It's been very impressive.
We saw Catholic High fans saw him up close and personal.
I did too, last year.
Yeah, I think he's made some good impressions.
Montrell Johnson.
That's right. So you'll probably see him a little bit in the game. You got to establish the run. We don't have that big bruiser like Regis and or Mitchell from last year, but I think we're going to come out with that same mentality, and that's going to be the key. And
I'm going to say 1A is going to be turnovers. It's going to play important.
No, you cannot go into enemy territory. Yeah, no question about it.
That'll be a death sentence.
That'll swing the game.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll say it right now. If the Cajuns have more than one turnover, they have no chance of winning.
You got to play pretty good. You know,
you
got to play clean football.
You got to play clean.
You know, similar to what you did last year against Iowa State. You know, a touchdown here or there on special teams. I'm going to call it also somehow special teams touchdown, whether it's punt, kick, not sure. You know, that's the kind of stuff we need to happen again. Because look, Texas is coming. You know, they're a very talented team. You're in their backyard.
And look, you got to give an advantage to Texas. Other than the obvious advantage that they're Texas, okay? In that, they know what they're preparing for.
Exactly.
They know exactly what they're preparing
for. Yes, there's plenty of film on our guys.
You've got returning coordinators. Well, I mean, I know that Michael and Leger have been promoted, but this is Napier's offense.
It's the same
This
same
is
offense.
Napier's offense, the same defense. They know the personnel. The Cajuns, it's kind of up in the air. What are we preparing for now? So y'all do realize what offensive film the Cajuns were looking at. They're watching Alabama.
Yeah.
They're watching Alabama.
He was the offensive coordinator?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sark was the offensive coordinator at Alabama. So they're watching Alabama tape.
That's right.
All offseason long. They're not watching
Texas
tape.
Sarkisian and Napier have coached together at somewhere along the line.
Possibly crossed each other's paths.
So there's some familiarity there.
Maybe had a couple of cocktails together. Maybe Sark had more than Napier.
Sark was buying. It's on you tonight, Sark.
It's the what's the funny guy that looks like who's the head coach at Ole Miss?
Kiffin.
It's the comedian that looks like Kiffin.
Carrot Top.
No,
I'm joking.
He does a show. And it.
O'Brien.
No, there's a cable show that this guy does, and he looks. He just so happens to look just like Lane Kiffin. But one of his bits is he's on the phone, and he's talking to Sark on the phone. And Sark's like, hey, man, how you doing? It's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
We got a caller?
We do, if he's still there, or she.
Yeah, I think Billy Napier ought to send Steve Sarkisian a wine basket.
And look, man, we're being ugly, but you know what? We're having fun. We're having fun.
Oh, yeah. We're having fun at his expense, but it's all good.
And Coach, I want to say I'm a little disappointed that you didn't tell him secretly. Look, I wasn't supposed to tell you this, but they installed in the wing T, and I'm a consultant.
They go with the triple. They're putting Trey Amos at quarterback. Yeah. They're putting Trey Amos at quarterback. Peter LeBlanc wingback.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, they've got
Zion tipping the wing.
They've got 50% of the backfield already set up with Trey Amos at quarterback and Peter LeBlanc wing.
Zion has been telling us he's been promised to get some carries this year.
And I'm telling you, Zion could be he knows the plays at fullback.
Yes.
So really, you've got three quarters of that wing T backfield ready to go.
You never know. Yeah, you may have to shoot him a text, Lacey. You know what I forgot to mention?
It was supposed to be a secret, but everybody has
That's right.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day.
Okay, you too. Right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm excited for the game, obviously.
Yeah.
It's prime time, 3:30 Saturday on Fox.
We're going to talk about it more later, but when all day long, and it works out perfect for me, Saturday mornings I play golf, okay? But Bama, you get warmed up a little, although Bama's an 18-point favorite. But you got Bama versus the U, okay, Miami at 2:30. Kind of get warmed up.
Yeah, a little bit.
Then you got the Cajuns at 3:30.
What you cooking? What you gonna throw
something on
the bit? I haven't
decided yet. Oh, no. There will be.
You got picture in a picture in your TV?
So we got Cajuns at 3:30. So then you turn off out. Alabama will have a 21-point lead by that time. So then you turn on the Cajuns at 3:30. All right. Then, as the Cajuns are finishing up, you got Georgia-Clemson coming on at 6:30.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a good game.
Okay.
It's a late game.
And then you got LSU-UCLA at 7:30.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
Okay, yeah. So that's when you really need the picture in a picture if you want to go back to the Georgia Clemson game.
Yeah, that's 5:00. Yeah,
multiple TVs at the Quarter Tavern where you can see them all.
That's correct.
Ty Beaudoin, go check him out at the Quarter Tavern. You can watch them all.
Man, I got to give Ty a shout out too because Quarter Tavern stepped up and bought some tickets through the UL Corporate Challenge.
Awesome.
Yep. A lot of local businesses have been stepping up. Good. Very excited about that.
That's awesome, nice. Awesome.
Not too late to get your tickets. 10 home game tickets for $700.
There we go.
I mean,
what a bargain.
Yeah. We got time to the first
home. Pass them out to your people, with your customers.
It's such an easy way to get your employees involved, get their families involved.
Gotcha. All right. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk a lot of more. A lot of more football. We're going to talk a lot of more football. We're going to talk Saints.
That's right.
A lot of cuts. A lot of things going on. A lot of shucking and jiving going on inside the organization. So we're going to talk about that when we come back right here at 107.5 FM.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Just as we were coming on, just a little note. I'm working on the show last night, just sitting there in my recliner, and the end of the Book of Manning had come on. And I just can't not turn that on. I've seen it so many times, but I just can't not watch it. And it was the last 15 minutes where they're really talking more about Eli and his run at Ole Miss. Dave Cutcliffe saying that Eli, you know, up until Eli, Archie was the best player in the history of Ole Miss, but not anymore.
18 miles an hour speed limit.
Yes, yes. Well, it's 10 at Ole Miss. He was number 10. It's 18 at Tennessee.
It's 16 at Tennessee. Archie wore 18 in college.
You're right. There we go. Yeah, you're right. Okay, it was 18 for Archie, but then they made one for 10 for Eli.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Eli and Deuce McAllister, man. That was a dynamic duo.
Absolutely.
At that time.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, what's really cool, and I forgot about it because the last time I saw it, I didn't, you know, little Archie Manning was not that well known. The current quarterback at Newman, who is considered the number one prospect in the United States of America for the 2023 class.
Correct.
Currently a junior. And look, they got their butts kicked by Ponchatoula.
Wait till you see his NIL contract. Oh. It's coming down the pipe, son.
Manning?
Woo! Holla at your boy.
I just pray that he doesn't show up in Nelson's office saying, hey, coach, I don't think I'm going to play my senior year. I'm about to sign a 2.5.
But you know what? Don't be surprised.
No.
Eli did it at the NFL level.
Knowing the Manning
family. I'm not going to that team.
Yeah.
Knowing the Manning family, I don't see.
No, Arch wouldn't let him do that. No.
Eli did it at the draft.
Yeah, no, but he still played.
Yeah.
He still played.
But he just used his leverage.
Put his foot down.
Yeah. Well, Bert Jones,
I wish Joe Burrow, I bet. You know, I was going to talk about that earlier, but I forgot. Don't you think Joe Burrow right now was going, son of a gun.
Oh.
If I would have just not gone so high, been able to go to a team that had a down year like the Patriots. I mean, Mac Jones is stepping into such a wonderful.
Perfect situation.
Situation.
Perfect
where,
situation.
You know.
I thought you were going to say.
Burrow's got to resurrect the team on his shoulders.
I thought you were going to say, does Burrow regret not being in college one more year?
Yeah.
To get the NIL benefits.
Oh, yeah. No.
He'd have made a killing.
But he's making a killing anyway. Yeah. I always say the NIL is the one that I hate for are the guys that either got hurt.
Yeah.
Or that really, you know, that guy that never couldn't make it. But well, no, you're right.
Joe Namath, I'd like to know what he could have commanded. He would have commanded it, too.
Pantyhose.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pantyhose.
Lord.
Mink Stove.
He did a pantyhose commercial.
Mink Stove. Fu Manchu.
But going back, we're digressing. At the end of Book of Manning, Arch is sitting there with three of his grandchildren,
that's
little
right.
girl. He's got Peyton's daughter and son, daughter on the right, son on the left, and in the bottom of the steps, there's little Arch.
That's right. That's
sitting
right.
there, and he's talking to him, and they show him throwing a pass to little Arch. And I'm getting the chills right now talking about thinking of Book of Manning, too.
Wait, so is Lil Arch, that's Cooper's son?
That's Cooper's son.
That's
Cooper's son.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Yeah. All right, Saints, let's move on. So when you look at the Saints' final 53-man roster, and if you don't read a little about it, it kind of doesn't make sense.
It's a little bit of a head-scratcher.
But if you read what the insiders are saying and what's going on, it makes a little more sense. Well, first of all, so Trevor Siemian gets cut, which you expected one of these guys to get cut, but then what I read is he's likely to be brought back as the emergency quarterback.
So what is Book in?
A guy that does not get counted in the 53.
So Book.
Yeah, I don't think they think Book's ready.
Oh, I agree.
You realize
with
Trevor
you.
Siemian
yeah,
started a bunch of games for the Broncos.
I would have thought Book, though, would have been cut and then put on practice squad immediately.
I kind of did too.
Versus what happened.
But he was the third pick.
But I just believe that they know that again.
But if I think if you cut Book, he goes on waivers and he's afraid someone's going to pick him up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, this is the deal with Simeon. Simeon, and I don't understand. I need to learn all this stuff. Simeon was not eligible to go on waivers. There's something.
He's been in the league probably too long. He can't go on practice squad after three years.
So there's something about waivers that he was not going to immediately go to waivers. So I think that's why. That answers the question.
I think that, yeah.
Because if they'd have done that with Book, he gets picked up, they lose him.
That's right.
They knew they weren't going to lose Simeon, and they could bring him right back.
Yeah, because he's an outright cut.
No question about
it. And that's what I was telling y'all earlier before we got out on the air.
I think it has something to do with the length of time you've been in the league.
Yeah, longevity in the league and all. But there's the waiver wire cuts, and there's just the outright cuts.
Yes, yes.
So
you've got some guys. Which very interesting. Y'all probably don't even know who Alex Arma is.
He was a fullback.
The only fullback on the roster, and they cut him. So the Saints right now have zero fullbacks on the roster.
They got five tight ends.
Yes.
A couple of them did
talk about one of the tight ends has been working there.
Yes.
And look, a lot of teams don't carry fullbacks, but Sean Payton has always carried a fullback.
Yeah.
You put Tommy Clapp back.
I think you'll see a little movement with that roster in the next couple of
years. There's no doubt. So Caleb Benenach is gone. Devontae Freeman. I made a bold prediction that did not work out, that Latavius Murray might be the one to go, but no, it's Devontae Freeman that's gone. Did not look good in preseason.
Hadn't yet. You're right.
Chris Hogan. That's a surprise, but they're saying they think they'll bring him back.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't make it either.
DB Natrell Johnson, offensive tackle Jordan Mills, DB Kevante Russell, D defensive tackle Damian Square. And then
Christian Ringo made it.
Yeah, and then a high profile guy, Kevin White, who they brought in, a former number one first rounder. They cut him.
Wide receiver. Yes.
He didn't have much of a chance, poor guy. He brought in a week before the last game.
But this goes to show you how this is not a finite roster. Mm. First of all, they've got Will Lutz still on the 53, which he can't be.
That's true. He's got to be on PUP, huh?
Yeah. They're shucking and jiving right now. Okay, they're manipulating.
That's right.
It's all about manipulation, just like I said with Simeon. They've only got three corners on the roster. Now, we all know that with Kevin Crawley, right now is nicked up. Okay? So, right now, you've only got two healthy corners in Lattimore and Adebo.
I know. They cut me, Coach.
He couldn't defend the fade. If it wouldn't have been for the fade, Eric would.
Why do you think I haven't been around? I was ashamed.
Today's Wednesday. They still have another 4 days to get themselves in line. So yeah.
So the Saints still have a lot of moving to do.
And I think they know what they're doing. They just hadn't released that yet.
They're trying
to protect certain kids.
Well, and they're watching the waiver wire because there's going to be a DB cut somewhere that they like. I really believe that's what's going to happen. They're going to make some moves.
And look,
they got to bring in another
Don't
DB.
Think that these NFL guys don't talk.
Oh.
Just like, I'll tell you right now, when we were at Tech, we'd all of a sudden Derek would get a call from, let's say, Saban at Alabama, and he'd say, look, we got a kid leaving. You know, he's unhappy. Okay, he's from Arkansas. I told him, you need to go see Coach Dooley at Louisiana Tech.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah,
these guys talk.
It's a fraternity.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt. Always remember, coaches get fired all the time. So, coaches are always looking for their next job, even when they don't need another job in that league. They're always setting up their next job. Because remember, an assistant coach's job security is only as strong as his head coach's.
That's right.
They typically fire them all, unless you have some kind of major tie to the organization. So they're always, always looking to butter up somebody for a next job. You never know that young guy that you made friends with that is going to just shoot up.
Yep.
Even though it didn't end well, the guy that just got fired for the Jets, I talk about it all the time.
Gase?
No. Adam Gase.
Yeah.
I knew Adam Gase when he was a GA at LSU. He was a nobody. And all of a sudden, Adam Gase just went away for a while. And then all of a sudden, he's offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And I'm like, what the heck happened?
Yeah, right.
Like, where did he come from? He was literally on the sideline one day, and he's like, Coach, y'all got any openings at Abbeville? I'm like, well, can you teach anything? No. He's like, man, I can't do this much longer. The guy ended up being the head coach of the New York Jets.
Crazy. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Pretty wild.
It works that way, too.
Yeah. You know, he ended up being a lot of memes.
Speaking of coaches, Brent, who's going to be Sarkisian's offensive coordinator, or is he calling plays?
No, I think Sark's deal, if he does have a coordinator listed, he's
kind of
a
like,
lot of times
like
you
Napier?
List you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I, again,
but he's an offensive
guy. I think it's awesome that Michael Desimo and Tim Leger have been listed as the Cajuns' co-offensive coordinators. But let me tell you something.
The buck stops at old Napier.
Billy Napier's calling plays.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's calling plays. Just like Sark is going to be calling plays. I tell you, I told TJ, I said, if you want to know what Alabama's doing, I mean, what Alabama, what Texas is doing, call Nelson Stewart. Nelson Stewart Zooms with Sark twice a week.
Wow.
Twice a week. They have a set date twice a week where they Zoom. And, of course, the underlying factor is the recruitment of Lil Arch. But they're talking offense. They're talking offense.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about the top 100 NFL players that ESPN just came out with a couple of days ago. Right back, right here, 107.5 FM.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Kick off the Labor Day weekend Thursday with Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Chubby Carey and Zydeco Trio. Saturday, LSU takes on UCLA at 7. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for football, and no bar is more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best ring prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most rings half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up special. And thanks again for voting Quarter Tavern Best Bar and More at this year's Best of the Tesh.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. Last segment, going to talk a little NFL Top 100 and talk about the local flavor, which we have in that. Well, some takeaways from the NFL Top 100. Of course, that's all. It's all subjective. And, of course, they do not list any of the newcomers. You're not going to see Trey Lance in there, the Jets' Zach Wilson.
Yeah, oh, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah. You're not going to see those guys. Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, they will not be in that list. It's all returning guys. Just real fast to go through the top 10 list. You've got Patrick Mahomes is a no-brainer one. Aaron Donald, show you the respect that guy gets.
No, this is – we're going from 10 to 1?
No, I'm going from 1 to 10.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes at 1, Aaron Donald at 2, Aaron Rodgers at 3, Russell Wilson at 4, Tyreek Hill at 5. So you got the Chiefs with two of the top five. T.J. Watt, not J.J. Oh, T.J. Watt at 6.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jalen Ramsey, the loudmouth DB for the Rams at 7. Davante Adams, Packers receiver. Mm-hmm. So you've got that combination. You've got two combinations of two of the better teams in football.
Yeah.
Quarterback, receiver, yeah, right there in the top 10. You've got Josh Allen, who had the biggest jump from any person from last year, goes from unranked to number 9. Wow. And then Travis Kelce at 10. So you've got, wow, three of the top 10 guys, all offensive players from Kansas City, which makes sense.
You know who that number 1 player is? My fantasy quarterback.
There you go. But according to my expert, it ain't about quarterbacks and fantasy. It's about those running backs and receivers.
Experts are a dime a dozen. I see them all the time in the court of law.
All right, so top 10 quarterbacks, if you just go by quarterbacks, it's really shocking. I think this is just stupid. And I get that Tom Brady is now on the – he's working down.
Yeah, he's on the twilight.
He is in the twilight.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I can see Mahomes ahead of him, no doubt.
Yes.
I see Aaron Rodgers ahead of him.
Yes.
Russell Wilson, I'm not so sure. Josh Allen, I'm not so sure. Dak Prescott, I know, shouldn't be. They've got Tom Terrific at number 6.
Oh.
Behind Dak Prescott.
Yeah, come on now.
I mean, I'm like...
But you remember last year when they played the Saints? Was it in Tampa? The Saints made Tom Brady look like an old man
in one game.
He falters. Yeah. At, you know,
well, but the deal is, too, is sometimes, guys, sometimes your scheme that night just baffles people. We've seen the Saints. We've seen Drew Brees against certain teams just rip them apart. And all of a sudden, in a certain week against a certain team, couldn't complete a pass. Or, you know, all of a sudden was less than a 50% guy. Yeah. Sometimes you come up with a scheme. That night, okay, wait, we really see they're doing this. We're going to come up with such and such that you just shut people down.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you got to play them again, and the offensive coordinator had time to evaluate that scheme, and now I go back to when we beat Notre Dame in a state championship. Yeah, we just learned. We got beat 37-0 the first time, but we learned. Okay, all right. They're doing this when we're doing that. They're doing that when we're doing this. You adjust, and then it's your move now. You get to change it. Baker Mayfield not in the top 10, so which kind of freaked me out. Kyler Murray right behind Tom Brady. I think Baker Mayfield's better. If right now, if I'm drafting quarterbacks, I'm taking Baker Mayfield over Kyler Murray.
He's got the receivers to throw to.
Lamar Jackson a little low. You know, I thought. Of course, I like athletic quarterbacks. He's listed down at number 8. Matt Stafford ahead of Baker Mayfield. Don't kind of get that one. And Justin Herbert at number 10. I do think he's a up and coming.
I like Stafford.
Now, of course, Joe Burrow's not going to be up there because he didn't get a chance to really do anything.
No.
I like Stafford as well.
I like Stafford.
But I just think he's kind of on his way down.
He's kind of on his way down.
But he's going to be playing with a team.
Oh, no, with a better team.
Wide receivers.
Yeah, so that's going to be – I'm rooting for Matt Stafford.
Yeah, he's a
class guy.
I look at Matt Stafford as kind of an Archie Manning-esque guy, a guy who is a great talent. Possibly a future Hall of Famer who got stuck in a bad organization.
For a long time.
And one of what, 5 or 6 quarterbacks?
Long time.
5,000 yards, he's one of 5 or 6quarterbacks.
Yes, no, Matt Stafford, I think the guy is
kick
a great
sling it, man.
Now, looking at some former LSU guys, you got Justin Jefferson at 36, which is very impressive for a guy that was hardly recruited out of high school.
Yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu at 25. And Devin White at 75.
Devin White has another good year. He'll jump up,
no doubt,
in those rankings.
Alvin Kamara. So the Saints have 6. Okay.
All right.
But that's the good news. Because I believe in a lot of these, when you look at it and say the potential of teams. The good news is the Saints have six.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is that three of the six are 90 through 94. So there's not a lot of.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got Kamara as the highest at 42. Lattimore at 53.
Four. Oh, yeah.
Terron Armstead at 89. Ramczyk at 90. Thomas at 91. Of course, he lost a lot of stock from last year.
Yeah.
And Cam Jordan at 94. Now, I tell you, after watching the preseason, I think Davenport is about to have – Marcus Davenport's about to have a breakout
year. I think
year.
Davis, the linebacker, is a heck of a player, too. Yeah. I'm surprised DeMario he didn't hit that list.
DeMario Davis. He's not on the top 100?
No.
Oh.
A lot of great players in the NFL, guys. Now, I love this. You got brothers. So, of course, you got the Watt brothers.
Yeah.
One at number six, the other at 95. You have the Bosa brothers at 15 and 16.
That's some studs, man.
You think they're arguing over that one?
Man, it'd be
fun. You think that Joey Bosa's saying, hey, Nick, how'd you get one spot ahead of me?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's – I bet you their family Thanksgiving football games are intense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how awesome is that, though? You got two kids.
Well, it's kind of like
the Watt family and the Bosa family.
It's similar to when Chris Hike and I played at the park, man. I mean
– Well, but one's with the 49ers and the other one's with
– Chargers.
Chargers, that's right.
Yes. But that's just awesome, you know.
That's awesome to see. Kind of similar to the Holiday family, three siblings in the NBA at the same time.
Wow.
That's impressive, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, who does mom go watch?
Yeah. Well, I would. Yeah, but I bet mom gets a nice little check every month.
Ooh, they all get nice checks.
Okay, baby, I want 2% of yours, 2% of yours, and 2% of yours, and that's fine.
Yeah. Y'all owe me.
I brought you into this
all
world.
That traveling to get you to where you are.
So,
hey, man.
I've never, this show, I'm always geeked up for football season, okay? But this show and covering sports like we're doing now, I am so fired up for football season.
It's going to be fun. And you're getting your feet wet in fantasy football.
That's it.
I've been listening a little bit. You know, you can call me an expert. I got a couple fantasy rings.
I'm going to call you something, but it's not an expert.
Well, I get called stuff every day. It doesn't offend me. I would prefer fantasy expert on air. Hey, you're going to have fun playing fantasy. I just want to tell you that. You know, it's going to get you involved in games, watching players like you haven't done before.
Absolutely.
You might use words you haven't used before.
It's all about working the waiver wire.
Wait. Believe me, my wife has heard everything.
I'm sure she has.
She has heard everything.
Well, they'll be in front of the TV.
It's funny because her current boss often uses expletives. And a couple times he's like, Tina, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get used to it. She looked at him. She goes, do you know who my husband is?
Yeah.
And then he busted out laughing. He's like, oh, yeah, I forget.
Yeah.
But I tell you, now that I'm away from coaching, golf brings out sometimes some expletives in me.
That.
But other than that, I try to
stay. I don't know. You had a pretty soothing post last night.
Yeah.
You're all in your feelings.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, just walking that golf course yesterday. And
a little zen moment, huh?
And really, man, just
stress relief.
Driving through Thibodaux and just seeing the devastation and realizing that that's not anything close to Laplace.
Right.
Not anything close to Golden Meadow, yep. Galliano, yep. Grand Isle.
Yep. Puts life back in perspective.
And then I'm out there, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Cane Row. When I say the golf course is just gorgeous right now, and I'm talking to Hugh the day before the storm, and he's like, man, this my cane's about to get trashed. My golf course is about to get trashed. And then just the storm just moves a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we get lucky, and our friends, our brethren, our cousins, our people, right down the road, they just get trashed, man.
Yeah.
And you realize how lucky you are, but also how we could be the unlucky ones two weeks from now.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You know, you thank God for what you have, and you appreciate it. When I got on 15T and I saw those three whitetails, now I had seen, I'd mentioned it before, the red stags behind that tee box, which blew me away. I've never seen a creature that looked like that up close.
Yeah, they're impressive.
But just seeing those three whitetails, now the difference, those red stags, when they saw me, they got moving. Those whitetails were like, hey, man, what you doing? And I'm sitting there thinking, y'all really shouldn't get this used to
They were like, look at the bald-headed human.
I mean, but just these beautiful deer and it just really hits you like, man, how lucky am I right now? Especially when you see so many people that are so unlucky.
Yeah, right now. Our state is suffering.
All I got to say really is storm season's not over.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. No. And that's why I ended the post with this. This could change any second. We could be them in a second. And we've been so lucky here in New Iberia.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I go back. Now, of course, we had the flood of 2016. Okay, and at Squirrel Run, we sure bore the brunt of that.
Oh, yeah, my office flooded.
With the comedy that was the pump system at the time, which since has been fixed. And then, I go back to Gustav is the last time that I think we were really put out.
Your lights didn't go off of Barry 2 years ago?
Yeah. Not long. Gustav, we were out like 8-9 days. Gustav was bad.
Okay.
Darby Lane got decimated by Gustav. The trees. The trees on Darby Lane just fell on everything. And, we were one of the last ones to get it back on. So, but no, very lucky. You know, Lake Charles has been hammered. Now, you know, the East has been hammered. And eventually it's coming. You just hope that it's later
not,
than
not
sooner.
A lot of time, huh?
Yeah. You know, it used to be that you just looked at it because we went so long. Okay. On another show this morning, somebody talked about pre-Katrina. LSU hadn't been affected. An LSU football game hadn't been affected by a hurricane in like 20-something, 30-something years. Okay? And since Katrina, LSU football games have been moved, I want to say 6 to 8 times.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Since Katrina.
Last time I can remember any of a push for New Orleans was Betsy in 65.
Yeah.
And then you had Carmen in 74. And then you had Danny in the 80s, and then Andrew in 92.
Yeah, so it's been a long time. So it's just, you know, it's part of what's going on right now. We're kind of just in that cycle. I always say when you see them off of Africa, you just pray that they just head north. You just want them to head north, man.
Yeah.
Just get them. And don't hit the East Coast. Just head north.
Yeah, just let
go
them.
Go to Greenland.
The North Atlantic.
Go to Greenland. Head to Greenland. Head to Scotland. By the time it's there, it'll definitely shoot you out. But as always, we want to thank the wonderful people who support us, Mako Restoration. If you know folks down in the Thibodaux, Grand Isle, Golden Meadow, remember, Mako Restoration is your go-to when it comes to
water remediation
and all
mold
that stuff.
Remediation. Yes, it's important to get in there quick.
Get in touch with Gabe Sanner, friend him on Facebook.
Document your loss from the attorney on air. Document your loss as best as possible.
There you go.
Begin making contents lists.
You know, everybody, you should have a picture of all your rooms in your house. You should do that right now, whether you got a storm coming or not.
It's important, especially for contents. Try to take as many photographs of your damaged contents. Begin creating that list of the contents with the approximate values of those contents.
Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing. I was with them yesterday in Thibodaux. One entire neighborhood, LA Classic Roofing, was a very nice neighborhood right there. And right off that little bayou that runs directly through Thibodaux.
Yeah.
Just right there off of it.
Bayou Lafourche.
It's Bayou Lafourche?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Schwing Insurance, Kane Road Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern. Remember, you can watch all the games at the same time on Saturday. Get there early because I assure you they'll be there early. United Fire and Safety, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric. That's a wrap. See you tomorrow.
Peace.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298 CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.